happy small green frogs. Sort of. Well, if they don't make a decoy, they just sort of peak.
Well, I don't know what grass frog, I imagine. They sit around grass, little. And when they holler, they got a kind of a blubber coming way out of their throat. And they just sit there and chatter away. And then we have a tree frog. It's little. Oh, about 7 feet, about that long. These get around trees and holler.
Mm-hmm. They just climb right up trees.
Oh, yeah. They can get up there and catch bugs and things that come by.
They sure have funny tongues.
Yeah. I used to think when I was a kid, I had a place back over here I lost during the Depression. When I was a kid, it used to be a big old fat toad frog. I'd get shot and rolled down to him, and he'd just sit there and eat him till he couldn't move. Take him by the leg and shake the shot out of him.
Then roll him back
again. I think I killed that frog playing with him.
Did you ever have oyster beads?
Yeah, I've eaten oysters.
They're pretty uncommon.
Yeah. Well, you can get them now.
No, they're expensive rascals.
Yes, they are. I was working at the depot one time, and somebody had ordered some, and they wouldn't take them out this high. They get anything like that, well, they'll send it to one depot to another, you know, and see if you can sell them out.
Mm-hmm.
They sent a bucket to a oyster down there, oh, a gallon. I couldn't sell them out to even have to eat them. I thought I'd get into it. Well, if they'd jumped me, I'd have paid for it, but they never jumped me. Me and my neighbors, we eat oysters around there a long time.
Mm. Kind of pleasant, isn't it?
Yeah, I like them fried.
They're good.
But I kind of got sick and out on them one time. I had typhoid fever when I was about 18.
Mm.
So I went to Fort Worth, stayed around down there, and doctor's cure. Not as crazy about the thing. I just couldn't get them out. Because I wanted them fried. I just eat so many a lot. Got why I didn't care anything about it.
Back in 43, I was in Nashville in the Army. We had fried oysters there, and fried oysters, and fried oysters, and fried oysters. And I got so I didn't like them anymore.
You sure burn out on them.
Boy, they'd get these great big gallon cans.
Yeah.
They'd just have that place full of fried oysters.
You know, I've seen some of them just take them out of the can and eat them.
They're not bad raw.
Then, contact.
No, they're different. It's like eating a handful of gravel sometimes.
So like my adopted brother one time, we was kids, and it was raining, we couldn't do nothing, we was out in the barn, chucking corn. So we found a hen nest out there. So he wanted me to suck one up, and I said, oh, shoot, I ain't gonna do it. Me and him neither one of us sucked it, you know, so. He says, I'll suck half of it if you suck the other half. I said, all right. He broke the shell, you know. There was somebody opened his mouth the whole day, so he had to fire it off. Directly he was pulling up, he said, now you get your eye out, lady.
Oh, the rascal.